This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, last hour we got into a conversation about sort of, I don't even know how we even started the discussion. It was about the nature of humans to want, they like the idea of freedom. They might want that idea for themselves, but at the same time, there's also this laziness factor where they'd rather just be comfortable. They'd rather not step outside of their comfort zones for fear of doing something that might cause some sort of unwanted consequences, like the police showing up or, you know, going to hell. Because we were talking about not just government, but also organized religion.
Yeah.
And I was discussing how I have come to the conclusion in my life, based on what little I know and the observations that I've made over my 28 years here, that there seem to be two main forces at work in the universe. And I believe that they are expansion and restriction. And I think that the universe's most natural state of being is expansion, because look at what science says. Science says that the universe started very, very small, and then it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's still supposedly the edge of the universe, wherever that is, if it can even be described as an edge, for whatever basic conceptualization we have of it, is still out there expanding. It's still out there getting bigger at all times. And so the universe expands naturally, but there seems to be another force trying to counteract that, trying to get people to not expand their mind, trying to get people to not, you know, don't take drugs, don't have sex with people of the same gender, don't curse, don't do all kinds, you know, there's this whole list of don't do this, don't do that, and if you follow our list of things not to do, whether our list is the government or your organized religion of choice, if you follow our list, then you'll be taken to the promised land of a happy place or whatever,
you know, just some right. Something that somebody made up.
Yeah, you know, it's you can almost liken it historically to, as you say, you know, the growth of artificial religion, organized religion, and particularly the growth of government. The organic growth of the common law in Europe versus the growth of codes. I had a great conversation with Sheldon Richmond, who had a very insightful article, because we were talking about law itself. And I was saying, you know, why am I opposed to law? Because law is an artificial abstraction that is thrust on people, whether they like it or not. It's not voluntary. And the common laws that they had back as the UK grew in Ireland and so on, the common laws often were pretty much just common sense ways of people to interact. You don't need law if you have voluntary agreements on how people are going to act.
It's my understanding that that is where the phrase "ignorance of the law is no excuse" actually originated, in that how could you not know that it's bad to hurt somebody or destroy their property? There is no excuse for that level of ignorance.
And Sheldon, I was just going to say, Sheldon, and he made a great point that I was sort of thinking about, and I think it ties in with what you're saying, Ian. Sheldon mentioned that the manipulators, the people who wanted to take advantage of this, they took the common law and they said, oh, well, we'll codify all this for you. We'll put it into a system for you. We'll do this for you. And then they use it to excuse ruling people. They use it to excuse running their lives. And unfortunately, there is that facet of human personality that will say, yeah, you know, it's just easier for me to just go along with what they're saying.
And right. And that's the restriction. And I think it's also from the other side of the equation. You know, people, it's easier to rule people and get them to do what you want them to do than it is to go out and do it yourself. It's, you know, it's easier to run a welfare program for the government and say, I'm going to take your, I'm going to put you in jail if you don't give me, you know, however much I want for my welfare program, than it is to run St. Jude's Hospital
and convince people
to give you money.
And the problem is, you go back to Bastiat's, what is seen and what is not seen. Because if you just leave the sentence off there that it's easier to do it through government than it is to do it through the private marketplace, then people could say, oh, well, that's an excuse to just have government then. It's easier. But the problem is you miss opportunities and you miss
unintended consequences.
Real growth. And exactly. You get unintended consequences. So once you get the codification of the things that people themselves naturally came up with to make their lives better, to make them more productive, more efficient, to make their social interaction better, once you take society's organic creations and put them in the place of government, then you start to restrict the ability of society to come up with new developments,
yep.
new ideas, and to really make things good. And that is what is
right.
seen as one, what is not seen. You'll see the government bringing up a stop sign, and what you're not seeing are all the opportunities.
Potential innovation.
Sure.
Exactly.
If the government had been out there subsidizing the horse industry, do you think we'd have cars?
Oh, no.
I mean,
right.
if they were
those dangerous
exactly.
machines, they're going to kill people.
Perfectly said.
You just wouldn't. I mean, if the government was out there in the same way that you see them supporting ethanol, they're supporting ethanol,
right.
and it's killing off the other alternative fuels and the opportunities that people have in those arenas.
Right, right.
And I want to touch on something you sort of mentioned, the idea that if you can get people to believe as you do, if you can or get them to believe the ideas you want them to believe, you effectively get them to surrender themselves, right?
Because
you can really have what you want if you go after it. But if you surrender and you say, well, I shouldn't be able to have that because my government, the government says I can't have it, or I shouldn't do that because my pastor says I shouldn't do that, you have surrendered yourself to that individual's will. Whoever it was that came up with I believe is a bad idea, whoever it is that came up with those ideas, you become subservient to them and you essentially become a cog in their system.
And Ian, there is a nobility in fighting it. And I'll give you an example. There is a deeper resonance with an individual's pride and nobility, the things that make you human and make you feel worthy of yourself. Look at the ending of the film, for example, Braveheart. He goes through all these struggles, goes through all these problems. He's getting torn apart on the rack, and his last word is freedom.
Mm.
You know, these things resonate with people in a deeper way than their laziness can overcome in some cases. If we can appeal to that, then we've started to think people in the right direction.
I think Braveheart is a fine film, and I certainly did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't like viewing this whole situation in terms of it being a fight. I don't like that because I think that when you fight against something, you just get more of it. I think that when you use the system, you just empower the system. This is one of the reasons why I've rejected the whole idea of being political and getting involved in politics, because it seems like when you struggle and when you fight against something, you know, if you're tied up with a bunch of ropes and you're tied up so well, and if you're struggling against those ropes, you're probably not going to get out of them, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's even a really great analogy, but generally, if you look at conflict over time, violence begets violence. We know that to be the case, right? So if you decide that, well, these state agents are being violent, so we should get violent back on them, we know they're going to get more violent back in return, and then the violence could escalate, and then we're all dead, and we don't have anything. So I don't know if fighting is the right mindset to be looking at it in. I think that if we just have enough people choose to live free, then there's no fight. There's not going to be a fight that's necessary. If enough people decide, well, to hell with the supposed consequences. I'm not afraid of losing my business for disobeying the government. I'm not afraid of losing my home. I'm not afraid of these things that they've taught me to be afraid of. As soon as people drop that and they start acting like the free men and women they could be, it's over for the state. There's nothing they can do beyond dropping a nuke. And if that's what you're afraid of, well, you go hide in your basement, okay? Because we don't have any use for you.
Right. Well, if you're afraid of them dropping a nuke, then you're afraid of everything, and there's
right.
nothing we can do.
So that, I think, is what sort of this whole process is all about, something that I would like to encourage here on this program. And the process is to embrace your freedom.
The liberating act of embracing liberation.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be done all at once. That could be awfully overwhelming. But take baby steps. You know, if the census comes along and they want you to fill out the census, try not doing it. You know, just little things like that, and then test the waters and see what happens. Better yet, get here to New Hampshire where you can be surrounded by people that think like you do, and then start testing the waters here and watch and be amazed at the results that you will get. You don't have to fight these people. That's all. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's great.
Mark, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, we're going to get back to your calls here. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on this whole discussion of ideas and how if you believe in somebody else's idea and you follow that, you are essentially submitting yourself to them and you're being controlled by them. And that's what's going on a massive worldwide scale. And all that it takes to stop it is for you to stop obeying. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. and they include the updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And we should talk about Gardner's website briefly here. It is libertyconspiracy.com.
Yes, sir.
People can go there, they can get in touch with you, they can download your show, which you do your own radio show 5 days a week, and that is available on your website at libertyconspiracy.com.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
Let's continue. Your calls, we go to them. It is Cliff in Florida on the Amp Line. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Cliff?
Hey, firstly, I want to tell Gardner and Mark that they did an awesome job on Saturday night. It was a great show.
Hey, thank you. High five, Marco. Yeah.
But going on to what I was calling about is the last subject you guys were discussing as far as, I guess, the ultimate question. And the look at it is basically if you're a religious person, right, if you take a look at Genesis, for instance, one of the most crucial things that God gave humanity is free choice.
Yeah.
So, you know, from a Christian point of view, to me it's the ultimate, I don't know, it's the ultimate thing to leading a good life is making sure that your neighbor has that free choice. And I've been thinking about that for like the last week also. What you're missing is it's a choice between do I want to oppress somebody or do I want to let them do what they want to do? And so long as they're not bothering anybody else, I really don't see the issue with it.
I think it's a great point. You know, if you want to, and again, you could tie that whole idea in to being godlike. I mean, if you're allowing your neighbors to make their own choices.
Sons of God.
That essentially does make you like God, whereas if you are trying to control your neighbor, then you're like the other side, the controlling and restricting force.
And again, I'm not a big Christian, but it's so simple. They even say it. Do unto your neighbor as you want done to yourself. If you wouldn't put yourself in prison for not paying taxes, why would you want to put your neighbor in prison for doing the same thing?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is going out to everybody that's a Christian out there.
Now, the problem with the golden rule is, Cliff, the problem with the golden rule is if you are a sadist, then that doesn't apply because then you do unto your neighbor as you would have done unto yourself. Oh, we lost Cliff. Cell phone. Probably
see you later.
Dropped off. So do you see what I'm saying? The golden rule is not... I mean, generally for good people, it makes sense. But for people that
but there are people out there that would actually call this show and say, yes, if I didn't pay my taxes, I would deserve to go to jail.
Yes, they would because
they absolutely bizarre. Would
because they bought into the idea.
They're statists.
Right, they bought into that. They've been sold that particular paradigm, and they don't question their premises. And so, therefore, it's like we were talking about before. Because they believe in those ideas that they've been taught, they are effectively controlled at some level by the people that are essentially putting those ideas out there.
Yeah.
They're leveraging those people that some might call the elites. Those people are leveraging your work and your effort for their benefit, and they own you if you believe in their government or religious belief system, whatever it is that it is. If you're not doing something because you believe something negative will happen from government or some unearthly force, you are allowing yourself to be controlled. If you're not doing something because you believe there's something wrong with it, then that's your free choice, and that's okay.
I don't know if, you know, people say there are two kinds of people or three kinds of people or 3.27, you know, kinds of people, whatever. But a great example, I think, of the different types of approaches to life. I was in Washington, D.C., and I told this story last week, Ian. I was at a journalism internship, and I had to go to Congress to cover a hearing on crack baby legislation. I was shadowing the woman for this radio syndicate, and I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
We plug our mics in, and we're watching our footage counters to get good clips and so on. And, you know, this hearing in favor of government handout to try to prevent women who are pregnant from being addicted to crack because their babies are born addicted to cocaine, it's all a big show, and all the people who are there to testify, well, lo and behold, a surprise, in favor of the legislation.
Sure.
So we get the sound bites, and we're all done. She says, okay, we're done. We can go now. And I was like, wait, hold on a second. Aren't you going to ask somebody who doesn't agree with this? And she's like, well, that's not my job.
For
that's
her,
journalism?
It was easier.
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean it's not your job? She goes, I'm here to cover the event. The event was this hearing, and now I'm going to go do the report. And I was like, well, all you are now is a conduit and an amplifier for them. You're just
exactly.
A PR shill for this.
Yep.
That's why they called it, so they can get this stuff. Use some critical thinking. Take 10 minutes. Call somebody. Get his opinion. Or at least imagine what the other side might say. but she didn't want to bother because it was easier to just go and do the report.
Go
and that's
flow.
What we have to fight.
Yep.
And sometimes it does take that extra step of critical thinking to say, what are the unintended consequences of this legislation? Is this constitutional? Beyond the Constitution, is it ethical?
Right. It doesn't take much thinking. I love how you say it's just an extra step.
Right.
It really doesn't take a whole lot to break out of these false paradigms.
Right.
But you have to be willing to ask the questions, and you have to be willing to listen to and consider the answers. If you don't want to listen and you don't want to, you know, even question your paradigm, then you just keep working for those other people, and they'll be happy to take 50, 70, 80% of your income from you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And I think that Gandhi and many other individuals in time have proven that one man really can change the world. And so if we have a bunch of men and women that are choosing to be free, and as I've said before, I don't even think it would take 1% of any given area's population. If you had 1% of people just deciding, no, that's okay, don't want to follow your rules, I'm not going to hurt anybody, I'm not going to destroy any property, I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to allow you to live yours, but I'm not going to follow your arbitrary statutes and your little laws that you write down, and what are you going to do about it? Are you going to put us all in prison? Are you going to build a bunch of death camps or whatever? You know, if that's what happens, then that's what happens. I don't want to be enslaved, and I, you know, the more rules I follow, the more I am enslaved. So I'd rather live free if it means that I have to go die in a death camp or die in some nuclear holocaust than have lived as a slave for my
and
whole
when
life.
You have people like us who are concentrated in one area, you have greater power when you do that. And that's,
yes.
That's a very important
thing. One of the reasons why the Free State Project is such a great idea, and its time has come. That idea has come up before, but the difference between then and now is the information can pass much faster. And so instead of it being just some, you know, libertarian guys talking about an idea and trying to, in vain, to recruit people by word of mouth or by picking up a phone or writing letters, we can literally use all kinds of different media and mediums to bring people to that idea, sell them on it, and bring them on board and make this happen. So it's really because of the internet that any of this is possible. It's because of the internet that we're here doing this right now. And so time is of the essence. And if you're holding off for whatever reason, go get signed up for the Free State Project this week. There's an extra reason to do it because there is now going to be a $15 donation given to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
St. Jude, yeah.
St. Jude Children's Hospital. And if you sign up before the end of Thursday for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Now, if you're saying to yourself, oh, it's too cold up there, or, oh, you know, I'm really comfortable down here, you've got your own reasons. You do whatever makes you happy. That's why I don't come down. I try not to, at least, to come down on people that feel comfortable and all that. You stay right in your comfort zones. Like I said, they'll take 50% of your income, no problem. If you like the TV that you've got to watch, you're Dancing with the Stars, and you like all the political trinkets they give you to play with, you go ahead and you do all that stuff. We'll be over here in New Hampshire having fun and living as free as we possibly can, step by step, becoming more free men and women every single day. You can have your life if you want it, but it can be better. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Speaking of people that are playing games, let's talk about We the People and what they've done with their hunger striking moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Hey girl, looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit CurlAway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version. Plus, we've got a webcam as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in online. That's listen.freetalklive.com. I'm going to continue with the calls here in a quick moment, but I was talking to you guys during the break, and I'm wondering, I asked you, am I being too harsh? Am I being too harsh with how I'm pushing the Free State Project? Because Julia has accused me of being snobbish about the Free State
Remonstrative.
Project.
I think you're just excited. It's effervescent the way you get into it, and I feel the same way. I'm on the other side of it.
You know, I can't say that I feel much differently than you do. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if you care about liberty and freedom, to me, the only thing that works, I think the family's important. I do. I don't want to diminish family. I think that is important, but you're putting it to the back seat. As long as you believe like I believe, then there won't be any problems here. And that is that the Free State Project is the single best chance that we have at liberty in our lifetime.
It's the best place to raise a family. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Freedom? The next closest thing, the Ron Paul campaign that was out there, I mean, how did that go, people?
But let's talk about something real quick, and then we're going to actually check in with somebody who is allegedly driving to New Hampshire right now.
All right.
But real quick, just to point out, this whole idea of that I'm being somehow coming down on folks. Look, if you think you can do
better where you are, then that's what you should do. You should do what it is that you think is going to make you feel good. Now, there are some people with real legitimate excuses to not come to New Hampshire. Some people, they've got some sort of physical malady. You know, their leg swells up in the cold or something like that, right? Or maybe there's a reason why they can't get into the country. In fact, you know a guy that has sort of a similar story, right?
Well, yeah, I know several that can't get into the country and want to sign up for the Free State Project. I don't think that should stop you, by the way, personally, from signing up for the Free State Project. It's a statement of intent. I will. Will means you wish to, right? Mm. I mean, so I will move sort of says it. I don't know. I mean,
when 20,000 other people are ready to go, I'll go, right?
Right. You know, I'm not quite... I don't think that the government strictures should prevent you from signing up for the Free State Project.
This
just because
a good
it might
point.
Difficult, you know, from a standpoint.
Okay,
of,
let's say they go ahead and sign up though.
Okay.
Then the issue is actually getting here, right?
Yes,
then
right.
there are certain things that may not make it too possible for them to get here now. For instance, the Free State Project is encouraging people to come sooner rather than later, and so am I. If you can get to New Hampshire and get active sooner rather than later, do everything you can to do that. But if you have things that are in the way, like, oh, I don't know, border guards, for instance, then you've got a real legitimate concern and something that needs to be dealt with. So how's this one guy dealing with that?
Well, I mean, he's doesn't see himself moving anytime soon.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me what he's doing with money. Are we not allowed to talk about what he's doing with his money?
I'm sorry. I did not understand what the question was.
Yeah, you have a guy that you
there's,
know.
There's a gentleman from outside the country that has begun a fund with the help of some other listeners, a fund to help people who are participating in civil disobedience here in New Hampshire and maybe around the United States. I'm not sure what the scope of it all is entirely, but he's donating $300 a month for the advertisement of the fund, and that will begin soon, so that people could donate to the fund so that they'll, you know, the civil disobedience types will have some money to be
Very
able to
cool.
help themselves from a legal standpoint or help themselves from an income standpoint, because it costs something to do a lot of these civil disobedience
things. So he's able to take action from where he is that is going to make a difference in the actions of the people that are on the ground, for instance, in New Hampshire. So that's
a
great thing that you can do if you feel like you're stuck where you are for the time being, at least. There are still some things you can do. You know, give to your favorite liberty organization. Free Talk Live has the Amplifier program. You're welcome to send us $3 a month. We'll take that and leverage it to spread our ideas to get more people here. So you can be a part of this. You can be a friend of the Free State Project. You can be a part of this movement without necessarily having to move, but I still stand by my belief that actually being here in the presence of other like-minded individuals is the best place you can possibly be.
I want to tell you about the sacrifice this gentleman made, and it's large. In order to get his wife to go for this $300 thing, which you can imagine, for me at least, it would be very difficult to say, hey, honey, we're going to give $300 a month for freedom-oriented stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up smoking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I love that idea. It's such a great idea.
Neither one of you know how difficult that is.
Well, you know, it's like the old voluntary organizations like the Elks and the Rotary and things like that that started up on local communities. You have an ideologically local community of people who may live far apart from one another.
Empowered by the internet.
But they are empowered by the net. And they can come together, put money, whether it's, you know, through PayPal or whatever.
Yeah.
That is really great.
Let's go on with your calls here. I mean, we're going to get to the We the People thing probably tomorrow night because we're loaded with phone calls. So let's go to them and talk to Dominic in New Hampshire, or soon to be. Dominic, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian, Gard, Mark. How are you?
You're on the air, Dominic. What's on your mind?
Not too much. I am here in New Hampshire.
Congratulations.
Just pulled in about 30 minutes ago. I'm at a Pork Manor house out in Seabrook. And I'm sure I will meet you guys at the Murphy's. I'll be out there tomorrow.
You won't be meeting us at Murphy's.
Yeah, we live on the west side of the state, so going to Murphy's. Yeah, Murphy's is a Free Stater-owned pub, for those that don't know, in the Manchester area. Very, very popular. There are a lot of Free Staters in the Manchester area, so they have these Tap Room Tuesdays where people go and hang out. We've got our own little hangout over here in the Keene region. It's called Vendetta, and we go hang out on Sunday afternoons.
For Vendetta.
Yeah, social Sundays. And, yes, that was the inspiration.
That's brilliant. I might be there tomorrow night, so I might see you there, my friend.
All right. Hey, I was going to buy your book online, but I figured I'll just get a copy while I'm here and get it signed by you.
There you go.
Save shipping.
Are you bringing those to Taproom Tuesdays, Gardner?
I haven't brought any yet. I got to see if I have any left around the house. I ran out.
About this marketing of this book thing.
Wait a minute. Leave it in the trunk of the car, right? You leave a few books in the trunk of the car.
He sold them all.
He thinks he's imposing on people, I swear. They want the book.
There might be some around if I might be able to grab one from Annie's Bookstop or something like that. There are some in some of the stores around here, so I'll see if I can get a copy of Live Free or Die.
Well, if you sold them all, then that's a good problem.
Yeah, I'll sell you mine, Gardner.
Yeah, we're out right now.
He'll sell it back to me. He gave it to you.
I don't care. I'll still sell it.
Okay.
I want to
supply and demand, right?
And
then I'll just scratch out to Mark. No, not to Mark anymore. Okay. Anyway, maybe I'll see you tomorrow night, man.
So, Dominic, did you feel any freer when you actually crossed the border to New Hampshire?
Yeah, this has been planned for a year. I went to Porkfest last year, 2007, and I've been planning this. Sold the house, sold everything I own, put it all in the back of a U-Haul, and I drove up a two-day drive up from Georgia.
That is fantastic. And again, congratulations on your decision. Do you feel like you have any regrets, like you're leaving anything behind, or do you feel like you're really embracing a bright future?
Embracing a bright future, believe me on that. I'm ready to get plugged into the activism around here.
Very cool. Awesome. Let us know how it's going for you here, Dominic, as you get involved and, as you say, get plugged in, because there sure is a lot to do. And one of the toughest things you're going to have to decide on is choosing what to do, because there's that much going on. I thank you for the call tonight, and good luck here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So much stuff goes on here. You really have to be choosy sometimes. There are competing things going on where you want to be one place, but you also want to be in another place. I mean, these are really great problems to have that I'm going to bet you don't have where you live. I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that you don't have two great liberty events going on at the same time from which to choose to attend where you live. Bet you that's not the case. It certainly wasn't the case down in Sarasota, Florida, where I was born and raised. Anything liberty-oriented, I had to start, and that was about it.
You know, Dennis got it from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, called in on Saturday, I believe. Yeah. And he said that of the candidates that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed, I think there were 160. If I have my numbers wrong, I'm only off by maybe 10.
That's going on in your state, right? There's 160
liberty-oriented people running for, I believe, just the state house.
Was that across the board? I'm not sure now.
It doesn't matter.
A lot
your party, your state party, is not running 160 people, and 150 of them didn't make it through the primary, because they did here in New Hampshire.
And for those of you that are like me, that are more attracted to the non-cooperative, market-based activism, the non-cooperation seems to be on the rise as well. We've got an instance coming up this week where we're going to have three non-cooperative things all going on at the same time in the same courtroom. It's just building upon itself, and it is amazing to be involved in. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com. Pets.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, though, if you don't get your call in now, you probably won't get on. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do it by becoming an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take that $3 a month in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country as well as internationally, and bringing more internet listeners on board too. So go and get all the info and get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternate option. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us get this show into more ears around the world. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Promo code is 600, and that'll allow you to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue with your calls, let's talk to Charlie in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's actually been on my mind for a little while now, but I've curious if you guys might have some idea on the possibility or some approach to take that we might be able to get third-party candidates involved in the debate.
Nope, I don't know. I give up. The federal government is useless and it's doomed to failure. There's no point in really even trying. In 2004,
well,
Michael Bednarik.
I'd love to see it. I really, yeah. really want to see it. But in 2004, I don't know if you're aware, Michael Bednarik and the Green
David
Party,
Cobb.
The Green Party candidate, actually went to where the debates were between George Bush and they went together where George Bush and John Kerry were. They managed to get themselves arrested on the stage. Trying to get into the building.
Do you remember how much news coverage it got?
None.
Wow.
Zero.
It was one line in an Associated Press article about the entire event. That was all they got.
Wow.
It's just such a charade.
Yes, it is.
It is a charade. But
you know, not really talking about issues like Ron Paul says. He just talks about tweaking a broken system.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm negative on this, but I am. As
right.
far as the federal government,
I think your
idea
is grand. I don't, you know, I want that to happen. I want candidates to be able to get third party candidates to be able to get into the debate. I, however, have given up on a federal level. I just don't think there's anything any of us can do except secede.
You know, you
and
think,
I don't think that you know, the individual libertarians were around the country can manage to get some kind of secession movement going where they are. That's why I believe in the Free State Project.
Let me give you one more example as to why this is a fruitless project. There is an organization called Open Debates. I learned about them in 2004. And it's my understanding that one of those billionaire guys like George Soros is behind it. And it's an organization that's saying, hey, you know, we think it's a good idea to open the debates to these third parties. They're all qualified on enough ballots to potentially win the presidency, so they should have their opinions heard in the debates. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That's what they're pushing for. They've got a, you know, billionaire that's financing the organization. And what are, you know, are they having any success?
Billionaire.
It's been 4 years. Yeah. So what is it that you're going to be able to do differently? I'm not saying you couldn't possibly innovate something that would really make a difference, but all of this is playing in their system. It's all playing by their rules that they've set up. It's their little game that they let you play in order to think that you can actually have some effect on what's going to happen. And it's just nonsense.
Well, the thought stems from what seems to me was quite a wide impact in Ron Paul being just in the primary Republican debate, where a lot of the root of real issues was able to be talked about. Whether they quickly moved away from him or the other candidates laughed or not, I think a lot of people got exposed to some information that just
I think you're right, and I'm shocked that he was allowed to debate. I'm shocked that that actually happened. But, you know, I wish you the best. If you can manage to pull it off, I'll be cheering you on. As I said, I don't wish the political people any ill will. I hope they're successful. I hope those 150 candidates in New Hampshire, you know, I hope half of them actually end up winning, or even 25% winning would be fantastic. So I think that if you can succeed in the political realm, then best of luck to you, and I hope that you do, because it'll be a good thing. It's just that I think that the amount of effort and time and money that you pour into the political process is never given back. There's never any decent return on investment, if anything at all, into spending all that time, money, and effort. I mean, look at the Libertarian Party. 35 or whatever years later, they've been subsumed by neoconservatives or statists, and they've not really done anything significant besides maybe brought the ideas of liberty out to some other people. But education can be done in a much more effective way than through the political system, I think.
Even with the Free State Project, isn't it your focus to try to concentrate liberty-minded people to kind of take their places in government or in...
No. The Free State Project... Nope. The Free State Project...
That is part of it.
The Free State Project Statement of Intent, it refers to that your belief is the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. That includes people like me who believe in self-government, not authoritarian government, so I don't want any government role in my life. So there are a lot of people like me that are here that are working in a non-cooperative fashion or in a market-based fashion outside of the realm of politics and outside of the system in order to change things. Again, as we talked about earlier, like Gandhi, being the change we wish to see in the world instead of begging politicians to allow us to be free people.
So
I thank you for the call.
They can mutually coexist within this broad spectrum.
But yes, there are a lot of political people here.
Yeah.
A lot of, I'd say far more political people than market-based activism, based on my limited observations. All right, we continue here with Bile, listening in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Hello, Bile.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
National service, in particular the Service Nation Summit last week.
Another idea. Yet another reason why you'll never see a third party like a Ron Paul or somebody like that in the debate, especially somebody with a liberty concept, because they'll get in there and they'll say, what the hell are you talking about? National service? You mean you want to force people to become government bureaucrats? And they'll get in there and they'll just destroy that whole idea, which is why, of course, you know, they don't want people with our concepts in the public view as much as possible, because our ideas are so powerful and they do make sense. They can't let those things get out into people's heads. So what did you see? You were actually there at this summit where they were deciding how to encourage people to become bureaucrats. Is that right?
Yeah, I was there at the presidential forum on the 11th and then the actual summit on the 12th.
Boy, you sacrificed a lot, my friend. I couldn't have handled that one. I would have driven a railroad tie through my skull.
It was difficult. It was very difficult at times. you know, reminded me of Hitler Youth videos at times, but
I have to concur, because I did watch some of the presidential portion where they had Barack Obama and John McCain, and they did this interview with them where they started out with a question about September 11th, of course, because the event took place on September 11th, so it was essentially pandering to people's nationalistic pride in order to open them up to the idea of working for the government for a couple of years of their life to be more bureaucratized, you know, than they already might be. And it was just so sad to watch it happen. It was really as bad as you might have imagined it would possibly be. The videos are actually online if you want to subject yourself to them to get some idea of what it is that Bile's talking about. But if you want to go ahead and summarize some highlights, Bile, and then maybe, I don't know what your work schedule is like or whatever, but if you could, if we could get you on the show at the beginning of the show, I think that would be ideal so we could discuss this in a little bit more detail than we can do in the next 2 minutes. But if you want to get some highlights out, that would be, now would be a good time for that.
Sure. I mean, the main thing, I guess, that came out of it politically was that Ted Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, and Senator Hatch put forth on Friday the Serve America Act. Mm. Now, it hasn't been released online, so I don't know what it actually says, but according to what they were saying there, it'll triple the size of AmeriCorps.
Oh, my. Okay.
And to about 250,000 from about 75,000. And that's the only major political gain that was made. Both McCain and Obama have co-sponsored it, including and Hillary Clinton, along with Christopher Dodd, I believe.
Right, and this is how they're playing this. They're coming out and they're saying, "Look, see, we're bipartisan. We can agree on some things, and one of the things we agree on is that the best Americans are bureaucrats." That was the suggestion, and I don't have any audio clips to play or anything like that. I know that somebody was transcribing some of it on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. There's really some amazing, just garbage doublespeak stuff that those people said on September 11th in those conversations that essentially said, "Oh, well, there are those people in the market, and they're okay doing their private services, but the best kinds of people are the ones that have served." So they're suggesting that you haven't served unless you've been a bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Which is so disgusting, and now they're both getting behind it, and they're saying, yeah, this is what America needs, is more incredible bureaucrats. That's the translation of what it is that they're doing.
Yeah, the first sign I saw that was when he was talking with Rick Warren at the church, and he asked him, "What's your biggest regret?" And for about 10 seconds, McCain said, "I think my biggest regret was the failure of my first marriage, and I think my biggest regret about America is that we don't do enough for other people."
You know, hey, is it possible to get you to call back at the beginning of the show and we can discuss this in a little bit more detail?
Sure, I'll call back tomorrow.
That would be great. We'll talk to you then, talk more about Service Nation, because I was just disgusted watching those videos, which is what I figured would happen. We'll see you tomorrow night, and there's so much more on the table to talk about. And, of course, you can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. This is Free Talk Live. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. eChapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to eChapter1.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.